Introducing you to the Spiritual Seekers and Naimani Melech for the Sabbath, the first Sabbath of the sun in Taurus. And even though the Jewish Passover is late this year, it is all about the beginning energies. When you begin something new, it has to begin with excitement. If you begin something, oh, this is hard work. Oh, I feel, oh, this is not going smoothly. If something doesn't go smoothly at the beginning, then there's something wrong with it. We always say at a Jewish wedding, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov means congratulations, but it doesn't mean just congratulations. Mazel comes from the Hebrew word yizel, my medallion, is the definition of flowing easy. It goes easy. You meet somebody for the first time, you fall in love. Love at first sight, it goes easy. You go on a date with them, it's easy. You go for coffee with them, easy. They're in sync with you, they're in alignment with you, they're just easy. You know, we talk about business. When things go smoothly in business, it's easy. Your business, you do the money, and love of money is the same energy. It just goes easy. When it goes easy, it is a sign from destiny that it's going to be all right. Now, that shouldn't stop you just because it's a bit difficult at the beginning, just because it's a bit of a challenge, just because there's ups and downs at the beginning, just because it might be a bit argumentative at the beginning, doesn't mean you shouldn't give it a try. But, and here's my point for very important spiritual secrets for this week's, we're heading into a full moon on the 24th, 25th of April. If it is already complicated at the beginning, if it's ups and downs, if it's not going smoothly, if it's not going impulsively, if it's not going energetically, then he changes his mind. He doesn't know. You know what I mean? So some people are complicated. If it doesn't go smoothly, it's a sign. It's a sign. So take it seriously. Yes, carry on with it, but recognize the beginning energy. Oh, it's a bit of a problem. It doesn't feel right. When you go for a job interview and you're just the beginning of the job and the job interview, I don't know, there's something about them. I'll still go ahead with it. I'll still go ahead with the job, but there's something about the boss. There's something about I don't know. There's something unusual. Something that feels uncomfortable. Then it's a sign. You're traveling somewhere. There's an aeroplane, it's delayed. Well, it's a sign. Well, it's a bit of sort of like now, for example, in all those Jewish people who are headed for Israel or trying to head, or they were going to head, they planned to head to Israel for the Jewish Passover of the 23rd of April. The flights have all been cancelled because the airlines can't get insurance to get there. They can't get insurance, they can't get insured, you can't get on the plane. The planes have all been cancelled. So those people who thought they were going to go there for Passover, they're not going there. They can't go there anymore. The definition, it's a sign. It's a sign you're not supposed to be there. It's a sign. There's a problem. So stop fighting the signs. Accept it. For some people, they might realize in hindsight that they've actually been saved from a catastrophe. Sometimes in life, when we see a sign and then, oh, I feel so disappointed. It's a good sign that you've been disappointed because God has intervened, divine intervention to prevent it from happening. How many of you have wanted to do something? You were going to do something. Oh, it went wrong. Something went wrong. And then you realize, no, it's not right. It's just not right. So listening to the sign is very first important secret for this week. Second important secret is the parasha itself is named as Metzora. Metzora is leprosy. It is talking about distancing yourself from certain people. Certain people, they've got a bad vibe. Certain people, in the time of, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, there were leprosies, and just like we had coronavirus a couple of years ago. You had to keep distance, social distancing from certain people. But in the biblical times, in those times, it could be contagious. They had plagues in London, had a big plague of London 500 years ago, and there were plagues in Spain, and plagues in Italy. There were plagues over generations. So plagues are distancing yourself from the physical contagious disease. Dis-ease. Something's wrong. Keep away from it. Don't go there. A reader a few days ago, she told me that her boyfriend went to Philippines because there was a family holiday. There was a family wedding going on there. And he drank the water. He wasn't used to the water. He's from Australia. He drank the water of the country and he ended up in hospital. He ended up in bed for a couple of days because he was sick. He was sick inside. Some people, it's toxic. It's dangerous. It's a sign. He doesn't belong in Philippines anymore. They might have been born there many, many years ago, but he doesn't belong. There. He knows he doesn't belong now. He's got the sign. He doesn't belong there. So leprosy is a definition of it's diseased. There's something wrong with it. Keep away from it. It's unhealthy for you. It's unhealthy physically and unhealthy spiritually. Whenever you have been in a relationship, any toxic relationships, past relationships, exes of the past, there's something that's diseased about them, diseased about the relationship. It's uncomfortable. It's better to be free and single. As the next spiritual seeker, it's better to be free and single than being attached to anybody. That's what Mitsura, this week's energies are about. These full moon in Scorpio. Better to be free and single than to be attached to anybody, because anybody can bring you down. You know, and sometimes you're talking over your situation, you're talking over your good things that are happening to you with some people, some friends of yours. They're jealous of you. They make you feel uncomfortable. I can't tell people truthfully what's going on in my life because it's like a contagious jealousy, dis-ease. They make me feel uncomfortable. So I've got to keep stum. I've got to keep quiet. I can't tell. So I can't post it on the internet what I'm up to because it's a disease. Disease is a communicative energy. Disease is a mind energy. Disease. Material is somebody creates tsuris for you. The word actually comes from the word sa, tsuris. It's painful. It's painful. It's painful. Even when you talk to some people, it's painful. Even when some people talk to you, it's painful. It's painful. And when something's painful, you've got to keep away from it. That's the message of the first paragraph of Noam HaLimelech of Parshas Metzora for this week. Recognizing, use your sensitivity, of course, with the full moon, it's full moon in Scorpio on the 24th of April, is definitely listen to your feelings. Everybody that you can trust them. You can trust, you know who you can trust, because when you say something, it makes you feel at ease. When you speak to certain people, say something to certain people, you feel uneasy. And when you feel uneasy, well, it's their vibe towards you. You were feeling quite good before you spoke to them. But as soon as you start speaking to them, as soon as you're even thinking of them, then all of a sudden, oh, don't like that. You know, when we watch clips on YouTube and television, on Netflix or Apple TV, you watch just the beginning. It doesn't feel right. Then you look at some other programs that you like, that you're attracted to, and then it feels right. It's the gut instinct now, and it's a sign from destiny. So listen to the signs.